Welcome to Net Support Radio, the official broadcaster of Bet.
Listeners, my next guest has just come off stage with a fabulous Al Kingsley. Sir, introduce yourselves and tell our listeners what you've been talking about.
Hi everyone, I'm Kanak Gupta. I am the group director of St. M.R. Jaipuria Schools. We're from India. I run 50 K-12 schools in the country, responsible for 50,000 plus students in the country in tier 2, tier 3 cities, very marginalized societies, and I'm delighted to be at Bet.
Welcome, thank you. Is this your first Bet?
No, this is my third Bet. I'm speaking the second time at Bet.
Yeah. Well done, congratulations. How was your talk? Well received?
They were throwing vegetables. No, I'm just joking. The talk was all about as to how digitalization can happen at schools, and we shared experiences as to how it's happening in the UK versus India and other parts of the country of other parts of the world. Basically, we're all talking about as to how we're looking at solving small problems through technology and ensuring that schools are not left behind when the world is changing so fast.
So, example of that would be.
So we're looking at integrating a lot of the curriculum pedagogy with technology. Strongly, I believe that it's not technology that's going to replace teachers. It's teachers who have resistance to technology who are going to get replaced by teachers who accept technology well. We're looking at identifying parents as true partners in the teaching-learning process, and as to how you can educate kids about proper usage of social media, about next-gen technology, including ChatGPT. I know everyone around at Bet has been panning it a lot, but, that's the future, I guess.
It is a challenging future. You're right to do that. How do we educate the kids when we don't have the expertise in the classroom to do that?
So I think we need to understand that our teachers, there are two things, right? Like, so we are preparing our kids for a future that we've not identified yet. I don't know what the jobs of the future will be all about. 20 years ago, if someone would have told me that selling books is going to be the richest person, one of the richest people in the world with Amazon, I would have laughed. 20 years ago, our teachers who were then in education colleges, they did not know as to technology is going to come into the classroom in such a big way. They did not think that collaboration is going to be an important thing. They did not think that we're going to laugh about competition. We're not going to be like, everyone's running their own race. It's not a competition, really. So things have changed. And I think gradually we will internalize. Gradually we will understand as to what needs to be done. But a lot of decisions would be driven by data. I say this quite often that, in God we trust, everyone else should bring data. So a lot of decisions would be driven by data.
You said that. Now, I've heard that banded around quite a lot today. You're the originator of
that.
Yeah. I like it. It's got style. I like it. Okay, that's good. So data, it's about the data. How do we interpret the data? Because we all know there's many ways to interpret a data set.
So I think we need to understand as to... So every school would have its own personality. Every school would have its own set of challenges. We need to learn from each other the what, when, why, where, how. But we also need to internalize and understand what our specific problems are. The interpretation of the data would only happen once we know what we are exactly looking at. Now, if I do a regression analysis in a school environment, for the kids, it makes absolute no sense. But to understand as to where the child is performing as to their own limited or vast abilities, that's the key skill. We'll need to educate our teachers more about data interpretation. We'll need to educate our parents as well. Because, this is something I've seen all over the world, except for the educators, everyone else is an expert on education.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Well, I can see why you're so incredibly attractive and your sessions are so well attended. Amazing, amazing perspective as well. Really good. What's the solution? What is the long-term solution?
I guess the long-term solution is that collaborate more than compete. I think we need to socially network more, be it on social media or on platforms such as Bet, to learn from each other. Because I think the pandemic did this for us, right? Like when the whole world came as one, but also the education fraternity started collaborating more. I think that is what has happened. And I think we need to continue doing that. Instead of being very focused, as to how the education system emerged was, we all wanted to sell books and created classrooms. And, it's now turned from the Industrial Revolution to technology to now social revolution. We need to understand that empathy is the key. We need to understand that creating experiences is the key. We need to understand that more than just examination, it's the overall 21st century skills that we talk about. Let's look at those.
Amen. That's just perfect. It's refreshing to hear someone as academically acclaimed as yourself saying exactly what I guess the new thinkers, the clear thinkers, the new policymakers, hopefully, will also be saying. Where can folks connect with you on social media?
So I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Twitter. My name is Kanak Gupta. If you just Google search my name with Kanak Gupta and Jaipuria Schools, you'll be able to find me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good to talk to you.
And you. Thank you.